Once there was a ship sailing across the sea, when all of a sudden there came a fierce and heavy rainstorm. The strong winds kept lashing against the helpless ship as the tall waves tossed it from side to side. Finally, the doomed ship tilted to a side and sank. Of all the people on the ship, only one person managed to save his life. His name was Previous Royal. He held on tightly to a long plank of wood as it drifted towards a nearby island. Upon reaching the shore, Reb Yisrael looked up to the heavens and called out, "Baruch Hashem, I am alive. But where am I? This island seems so strange to me. I have never been here before." As Yisrael came closer to the island, he noticed something so very strange. He just couldn't believe his eyes. For coming towards him was a large crowd of people. He stood there motionless, not knowing what to do next. Suddenly, the crowd stood still, and a red carpet was rolled out towards Yisrael. "I just don't understand. What is this all about?" he wondered to himself. After a few moments of silence, two people walked towards Yisrael. One was carrying a set of majestic robes for Yisrael to wear, and in the hands of the other was a royal crown to place on his head. Well, dear children, you can easily guess what happened next. That's right. The people of the island asked Yisrael to become their king. For after seeing how Hashem saved him from drowning in the sea, they felt so sure that he must be a worthy and noble person. Filled with excitement, Yisrael agreed. And with a grand pompous parade, the new king was led to the royal palace. As Yisrael arrived at the palace, he was given the keys to the royal treasury. It had many rooms filled to capacity with gold, silver, diamonds, and so many priceless treasures. With all of this wealth at his command, Yisrael began to make plans as how to put it to good use. At first, he appointed highly skilled architects to build tall buildings and luxurious towers throughout the entire island. Then he had all the streets repaved and embedded with colorful stones of all shapes and designs. And to top it all, grand plazas and spacious parks were built in all sections of the island. Yes, Yisrael truly beautified his land in a most elegant way. And to do this, he had to invest the entire fortune that was stored away for him in the royal treasury. Well, dear children, I would like to let you know that Yisrael was in for a real big surprise. For the people of the island had a top secret which they did not reveal to the king. It had to remain hidden for a certain amount of time. And only then would they reveal the secret to the king. And that, of course, would be the greatest surprise of his life. One day, while the king was alone in his room, a servant entered, and in his hands was a pile of torn rags. Gently, he placed the rags before the king and said, "Here are the rags that you wore on the day that you were washed ashore on our island. The time has come for us to let you in on a secret. And that is, you are to remain our king only till the day comes when another person is washed ashore. On that day, you must return to your land, and this person becomes our new king." It is for this reason that I come before you today to let you know that you are no longer our king. For today, someone was washed ashore, and he will become our new king instead of you. Here, put on these clothes, and please hurry. There is a boat waiting for you to take you back to your land. Upon hearing this, Yisrael began to cry. Oh no, I just can't believe this. Why, I must leave the island just the way I came. Oh, I have made such an awful mistake. For while I was yet king, I could have sent to my land many shiploads of gold, silver, and priceless treasures for me to enjoy when I return home. But now, I have nothing. For I have used up the entire fortune of wealth just to beautify this island. The island that I must now leave. With tears in his eyes, Yisrael removed the crown and the royal robes and began to put on the torn clothing handed to him by the servant. He looked up and said, "If I only knew of this secret before, I would have been so fortunate today." Yes, dear children, how strange this story may seem, yet it has such an important lesson for all of us today. You see, the island of treasures in the story is actually Olam Hazeh, this world, the world we live in now. And it is in this world that Hashem placed countless treasures and fortunes. Now Hashem gave us His holy Torah to teach us exactly how and where to find these treasures and fortunes so that we may enjoy them, both on this world and in the world to come. Now you surely can guess what these treasures and fortunes really are. That's right, the lovely mitzvos of the Holy Torah. And dear children, I would like you to know that the king in the story is you. That's right, Hashem gave you the Torah. That is the key to Hashem's treasury, where all the fortunes are stored away. And this is what we learn in the Mishnah, Avos, chapter 4. Just like there is a hallway that leads to a banquet hall, so the same Olam Hazeh, this world, leads us to Olam Habo, the world to come. Yes, dear children, the lesson of the story is to realize how important it is to learn more Torah and to do more mitzvos in Olam Hazeh while we are on this world. For by doing this, we will be sending shiploads of fortunes and treasures for us to enjoy in the world to come. And in return, Hashem will bless us with long life, good health, and total happiness on this world, and with so much more to enjoy in Olam Haba, the world to come.